Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the lightest line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Pal.
What's up, people? It's me, Prime, coming back with another episode. This is the first of the year. Right? Yeah, this is the first of the year. Right.
First of 2022, man. We up and running.
Lee Boy, say what's up.
Yo, what's up? What's up, y'all? Much blessings, many blessings, continued blessings in 2022. Keep watching the show, all the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So when I asked you to do this, like mid-December, maybe.
What's that? This topic?
Yes.
Okay. What you about to say?
No, and I'm just saying, I asked, like, whenever we did whatever episode we recorded, I was like, yeah, okay, I think I'm gonna do a Q&A, because I guess we could start off the year right with a Q. I don't know. I just feel like
we gotta get back in tune with the audience, man. It's so much fun when we get that audience interaction, especially on, you know, certain episodes when we're asking people their favorite Christmas songs was big for us last year, asking people, you know, their favorite holiday movies, so on and so forth. So just getting that audience participation makes the show so much funner. So wanted to start off the year, like you said, right, get a little question and answer session with our you know, our beloved fan base, our supporters, our listeners. Mm-hmm. So shout out to all you guys. I heard we got a good little amount of questions. You know, Prime keep me out the loop. You keep make everything a surprise for show day. So I'm surprised to see what we got.
I did not keep you out the loop, by the way. It's just I ain't gonna lie to you. Some of these questions, I was like, dang, are we gonna get questions? Even though we had questions obviously from the start. But it was to a point where I was like, are we gonna it's kinda like the 100th episode. It was like everybody said theirs are like at the last day. So I was like, okay.
No, people procrastinate, man. That's just part of the game. But appreciate you guys for participating, whether you procrastinated or not. It's much appreciated.
We got a lot. We got a lot to get through. So I'm going to start because this one is kind of Christmassy. We got MDX Pods or Ruin Our Childhood. Pod says, did you guys get any good pop culture gifts for Christmas?
Did I? I'm not. Yes. I did get some memorabilia from of Max and from Goofy Movie. So I got a Max T-shirt, which is always appreciated. You know, Max is the little homie. That's the big homie. My kids got a Simon. Remember Simon?
Okay.
It's Simon, like. It like does the colors. It's like red, green, yellow. Oh, you have to follow it. Okay. Yeah, like Simon Says kind of thing. So yeah, that was cool. So they got some throwback stuff that definitely is nostalgic pop culture. What about you?
Okay. I don't think I got nothing pop culture-y or nostalgic, really. I will get some laptop stickers and some more hoodies.
Okay, so you got a laptop for Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
A little something. Okay. Why not? Step it up, yeah.
So, I'm going to start getting some, like, some sticker, maybe all that sticker, or whatever the case is. Maybe a K&K, because you got to have that. But, you know, balance it out. But, yeah, I didn't get nothing, but I will. When it comes to that type of stuff,
you're gonna have to buy yourself some on your own pop culture stuff. All right.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. This is from 80s, 90s, and 2000s classic, which is not 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibes. But this question is tricky, at least to me, because it just is. I don't know what they mean per se, but they said, what are your top three favorite NFL teams of all time? I don't know.
Can you have three favorites?
I don't know if they mean your favorite teams, like the teams, or your favorite
Or like The year of the team or the team? Yeah. Yes. Okay. So what do you, so how do you want to answer it? How do you want to answer it?
Okay, I'm gonna say if we're talking about years, I think I got at least three. I think I got three. We talk about years. The Super Bowl 49ers that went with Colin Kaepernick was a great team.
That was a good team. Defense was crazy on that team. Yeah.
Yes. I'm gonna say just because I'm biased. Besides the quarterback, the Jaguars team that went to the playoffs in 2018. Defense was crazy. Defense.
Oh, okay, crazy. That's when Norman was there. Josh Norman was there.
No, that's when they had Ramsey.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking, Jalen. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, they had like they had a crazy defense, and the offense wasn't that bad. The offense was all right, besides quarterback. Anyways, and then third, because this I'm just talking about from my years of watching and not overall. Because if it was overall, then none of these teams will make it probably. But from my years watching, I'm going to say there was something magical about the Baltimore Ravens that last year when
Ray Lewis's last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good team. I think that was 2000.
About that team. Yeah.
2000 Ravens. I believe. Yeah, so damn. This is difficult, I guess. I mean, I'm going to just go with three Cowboy years, I guess. I mean, you definitely, any of the Dez Bryant Romo Cowboys, what would that be, 2012 or something?
You talking about the one where they made the playoffs?
Oh, the year of the catch year where they lost to Green Bay. What was that, 2011?
That was, I think that was 2015.
15? Was it that late?
I think.
Whatever year that was, and I think that was the year. Who do we have at running back that year? What was his name? 27? I can't even remember his name now. DeMarco Murray. That was good.
I had a triple threat. I ain't gonna lie.
That was a good year right there. Yeah. That part, you know, they just had a special place in my heart. I love Dez Bryant. Romo, not so much. But when you add DeMarco Murray with it, like you said, it was just an excellent triple threat. They've had that a couple times, actually. Back in the 90s, they had the triple threat of Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and obviously Troy Aikman. When my favorite player of all time, which I'm sure is up there for you as well, because we are the Prime Nostalgia Podcast, Prime Time and all that. So I think you could choose any of those years with Deion. I think they won in 96. They won in 94, 5, 96. All them years. You could choose one of them years, whatever one Deion was on. I think it was 96. And then, you know, I'm going to just go ahead with these Cowboys right now. I'm going to go ahead and predict it. They're going to be in L.A. come February about 13th.
I'm not predicting all that, but I will
Super
say
Super Bowl.
I will say Diggs and Parsons are both doing very, very, very good.
Michael Parsons is amazing. Trayvon Diggs, amazing. Our, you know, receiving core is looking good. That boy CeeDee Lamb looking out of, you know, every once in a while he duck in and do some stupid stuff. But hopefully we can get it together this year because the defense, they got it all figured out and our offense just got to keep on keeping on. Come on, Dak. Don't fall in the slump, Dak. Don't be dinking and dacking them to death, all right? We need some yards this year.
Quay, this is from Quay. Quay Morgan Hill.
Hey.
She wants to know, who are our celebrity crushes? And she said it is
one. Oh, here she go. Look.
She said, well, she got crazy, more crazy questions. She said one from the past and one now.
I mean, look, I mean, started reminiscing, right? Let me just start off and just say Nia Long, you know, long time crush. You know, she's amazing, beautiful, respectful lady, a lady in every sense of the word. So you could go ahead and just throw her out there. What you got for a past crush?
Lying? I thought you was going to say...
Nah.
Okay, I would say... now is Terry Ellis, even now. Is she like 50 something? But yeah, Terry Ellis. She's from En Vogue. So yes. I mean, it's an all-timer, but you can never go wrong with the Lexus feels. So, you know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And if I'm saying now, I can't even really. I don't even know. I don't even think about him.
But it's like Magical Nikki.
Magical Nikki is number one. Let's just say that. Look, shout out to her.
She's a celebrity in Disney. So yeah.
I mean, yeah. you could always be safe with like a Rihanna or something like that. That she's great. So yeah, everyone loves Rihanna.
We got Irvin Scott. Urban.
Urban Irvin, huh?
Yes, that gets me. Okay, but yeah. Irvin says, will Child Star Chat return to Clubhouse this year?
Oh, look, he didn't ask the big question. Clubhouse, you know what? Child Star Chat is close to returning. When we started, we were promoting this secret project, which is on the cusp of being finished. So I had to take a little break to make sure I had my business in order, y'all. But since, like I said, we very close to having that final project, I will be starting up the Child Star Chat. In fact, I just talked to my girl Alicia today. Shout out to Alicia Renee, who was a big supporter, along with Irvin, along with others. Okay, so many others. So, yeah, cool. Yeah. Shout out to y'all. And yes, the Child Star Chat will be coming back to either Clubhouse. We did like it also on fan base, so we'll make that decision in just a few weeks.
Okay. Maxwell, you know, I am Maxwell's house. Hey. Z100, you know, the whole
New York City. Yeah, hanging out with Katy Perry and all the pop stars he was with.
This man was like one day Selena Gomez and
Billie Eilish. Yeah, Eilish gave him some like, Jordans.
It was like Justin Bieber and the Jonas. I'm like, where are you at?
Hey, he in high places. That's where he at.
He asks, what's the better sitcom finale? The Cosby Show or Fresh Prince?
You're gonna have to remind me of these, Prime. What happened?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know the Cosby Show finale. But I know the last I know the last episode, but I don't know the actual. Okay, when I say finale, I'm assuming he means the final scene, but he could mean just the episode in general. So if we talk about episodes in general, then I want to say Fresh Prince, because it's more iconic, especially in memes. You know, the scene where he just alone with the carpet and ain't no furniture. So I will say Fresh Prince.
Wait, is that the last episode of Fresh Prince when he's alone in the Fresh Prince mansion?
Yes, and
is he alone in the apartment?
There's no furniture. It's just a rug, and he just looking at the house. And he gonna turn the light off because they move out the Fresh Prince house, but Will is still living in the guest house. So, yes. And then he goes in and Carter's like, who turned off all the lights? So, yeah. So
I'm gonna just go with you because, like you said, I don't remember the Cosby finale. Fresh Prince is probably a little bit more on the mind. And I like that sitcom just a little bit more, although love Cosby, didn't really grow up with it the same way I grew up with Fresh Prince, so I'll just roll with Fresh Prince.
You mean to tell me I thought Felicia Rashad was your number one. What are you talking about?
Ooh, don't get me started. I should have brought that out as my crush. Look,
number
one, yeah. Hey, Viv ain't got nothing on Miss Huxtable. I'll tell you that. He didn't ask about that though. He asked about the finale. All
right. So we got Champ Fitness, Champ Fitness. If you could bring back a show from any classic era, what show would you pick? And when he says bring back a show, in my mind, I'm assuming that he means bring back the show as well as like everything in the show. So like you can't change it for now, PG, and yeah. So so if that's the case, I might have to say Married with Children.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one to bring back. And I was thinking of something like Dinosaurs or something like that. Married with Children would be a really good one to see right now. But I think the first thing I thought of for some reason was just Family Matters. Just seeing Urkel again as so you're saying it can't be a new Urkel?
No, it would be
the same as that Urkel?
The same exact show,
Ooh.
Just in nowadays. That's why I said the show that I said. So I would say either Married with Children or Boy Meets World, because you can put that in any era and it won't
be. Right, Boy Meets World. Yeah, I don't think Family Matters would last as well, right? It wouldn't play out the same. Just wouldn't be the same.
Would not the not when they like in middle school, it probably would not. But you know, when he's in high school and college and an adult, then I think that could last. It's more culture. It's more late 90s ish. You know.
I say if I could bring back a show, how about? I mean, Boondocks wouldn't quite be nostalgic, so I'll just say the PJs.
Oh, you get Urkel, not Urkel. Aiden Murphy get back in the booth.
You said what?
Aiden Murphy get back in the booth.
Yeah. I mean, those type of shows like were really ahead of their time, I think, and especially the PJs. So I think having it on right now, people would appreciate it a lot more. And obviously, having Eddie Murphy on TV is just would be hilarious. So I'll just roll with that.
Okay. Rod Skinner 23, picking back off of what we just talked about, he said, oh, he gave a speech. All right. Man, gave a speech. All right. I'm a 90s kid who still enjoys 80s and 90s sitcoms. The storylines and jokes were always legit. What is your favorite sitcom and which episode do you enjoy the most?
Ooh, favorite sitcom of all time?
I mean,
he said he's an 80s kid, 90s. We want to hear about 80s and 90s, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think there's a lot of great moments on Martin. A lot of great moments on Martin. I mean, when his mom, was it his mom or his grandma bit the pew?
Oh, that's
she was
mom.
Yeah, that dancing was at mom. Church, yes. And she went so crazy, she bit the pew. When Martin got beat up and obviously had by Tommy Hearns. That's one of the best sitcom scenes of all time.
Yeah. So real quick, I'm going to just kind of breeze through my answer just real quick. My favorite show of all time is Boy Meets World. So that is a sitcom, so I guess that counts. But my favorite episode, there's a lot of episodes, but I'm going to just say one that you can watch and you don't have to be a fan of the show or whatever, is the Disney episode. They went to Disney and, you know, had a little... You know, a little romance, and they kissed at the little
the fireworks and stuff, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, I remember. Right. I kind of remember that one. Yet.
So, yes, I will say that episode.
All right.
I ain't gonna lie to you. This is a lot of questions to keep like trying to go back and forth.
Oh yeah, let's keep it going.
I'm trying to make sure I mark them. All right. So we got Nickstalgia, or AKA Lauren.
Dope.
She says,
Wait. Before you go, that's Nickstalgia 95?
Yes.
Okay, this is from the All That reunion. Yeah, she won one of the contests. She was one of the contest winners. Shout out to Nickstalgia.
She says, what is your favorite guest or / dream guest? Now, I know Lauren personally likes this group called Big Time Rush. So, Lauren, if we can get Big Time Rush on for you. We can try. But other than Big Time Rush for Lauren, who is your dream or favorite guest? I'm going to say favorite guest.
Favorite? You going to make us choose between all of our friends and family and supporters?
I didn't make you choose nothing. She didn't want to ask the question.
I mean, in general, the episode that she was on was obviously amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we had all the homies from All That, and that was great. And we've had Keenan separately. We had Kel on that episode, Josh, and we had Christy, everybody. I will say, though, one of my favorites, because we did, and we also had Gabrielle on that All That reunion. Mm-hmm. I'll just say having Aria Brooks on was amazing. She's and we had the pleasure of having her mom on as well. Just being able to connect with the current cast, and I would say the same thing about Gabrielle, has been a great way to bond back and get a loop back into the current Nickelodeon. So I'll just say shout out to my girl Aria, man. She blessed us a few times in person in Atlanta. Also, she was, you know, she blessed us with her presence on the podcast, and she's working on some new stuff. So you guys make sure you stay in tune with her. Shout out to the next generation. So that's who I would say was probably one of my favorites as far as like a dream. I said this a couple times. I started off the podcast saying Will Smith would be the dream, but I have moved on and I am sticking to Ariana Grande. Nickelodeon teammate. She team Nick.
Go down that far.
You said what?
Jada made his stock go down that far in the podcast.
I guess so, man. So I got Ariana as dream. Who you got, man?
All right. So when it comes to favorite guest, so I'm gonna say favorite guest is guest where I had the most fun. Which I had fun in all of that one, but I would say not being biased to the all that. So not being biased to Keenan and all them. I'm gonna say Teron Brooks because
that was a good one.
He got to sing, so we were singing with him and it was fun. So I would probably say that one, aside from everybody that's not in all that.
Yeah, no, Teron Brooks was a great episode. Tommy Davidson was a hilarious and fun episode.
Oh, and Cherry.
Cherry was a great episode. We had some technical difficulties on that one, but just go back and watch it. Great story about Prince and Angelique, Marcus Polk. And then shout out to Marcus for being one of our first guests that we had together. I know you had some previous to that, but those are some of the names that definitely stand out. I would say as far as funny, Tommy Davidson was up there as well. But I just always love connecting with the young generation. You said what?
Tommy Davidson was doing bits on the show.
Oh, he was. He was. I was trying to join him too. That was when I was in my heyday of trying to be on stage. So shout out to Tommy. All
right. So we got this guy, this random guy, Alex hey. Chauncey.
Hey, guy. Oh, that guy. Okay, look. I thought you were serious.
Yeah. This random guy, he said, who haven't y'all interviewed yet that you really want to have on the show? So we kind of just answered that. So I'm going to say, go back a few seconds and listen to our answers, but
yeah, I mean, that would be a dream. I have maybe a little bit of a different answer that we need, you know, from the community. We got a couple.
Let's be honest. We need Lil Fetus.
You need Lil Fetus on the show. Oh yeah, we need Lil Fetus with his little balled up behind. Look,
seriously. If it's like, so this, because this person is not necessarily a dream person, but I would really like to have him on as old as once, because this man, I'm sure he knows a lot. I mean, he knows a lot.
I mean, so, going down that rabbit hole, you know, we got to have Mr. Leon himself, not me, the real Leon. All right. We got to have him on, but like, from people we personally know that I think it's overdue to have them on. We definitely got to have Lori Beth Denberg. She hasn't popped up quite yet. So we will be reaching there. Reach out to her. I would love to have, obviously, Nick Cannon and Amanda on. Those would be a couple of people that, you know, come on, slide through. Y'all watching this. They ain't watching. But if you're hearing this, if somebody tag you, come on by. Let us know about the Prime Nostalgia Pod. Look, yeah, we can start it off. Just tag them to death. That's all you got to do.
Left to start a campaign. All right. So we got Everything 90s Podcast. She says, how did you come up with the concept for your pod? So that's one. And I'm going to just say, because I wanted to do something that obviously that I could talk about for a long time. Like,
forever.
If I was doing like,
I could talk about nostalgia forever.
Yeah. If I was doing like something like, I was talking about like Cheez-Its. Like, it ain't nothing. You can't talk about Cheez-Its but for so long.
Hey, speak for yourself. They got the white cheddar Cheez-Its. They got the extra cheesy. They got the red hots now. Red hots.
So you can talk about Cheez-Its for one day a week.
Hey, you should see my pants. You can see my pantry right now. I've got a whole lot of content up there.
Anyways, I obviously can talk about nostalgia forever, so that's why I picked it. I narrowed it down to like the three of what I feel like I could talk about forever. And then this is, I guess this is a question towards you too. What are the three biggest lessons that you've learned so far from podcasting?
Oh, whoa, that's heavy.
Guest.
Oh, what? Like scheduling guest, and timing and, yeah, scheduling, and being organized? Yeah. Bro.
Real quick before you say something, Instagram just reminded me that it's the 1 year anniversary of when we're supposed to get this guest like 30 times.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
they just Lord. Reminded me. I was like, so yeah, guest is. Scheduling is probably the hardest thing
for me. Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little bit easier in the beginning of the pandemic because everybody was literally at home. They had nothing to do between March and June 2020.
Let me be honest. That person was not doing anything.
No. They was doing it. They might have been doing a little something. Come on. Shoot them some bail. But yeah, once things open up, you know, we were still dedicated to being at home and podcasting and things like that, staying safe, you know, staying out the way. But a lot of people just went right outside. So it just became more and more difficult to find people at home. So I think it was definitely a lesson of just understanding, understanding people's schedules and being organized about things like that. And then, I mean, the other lessons, I guess, would be more towards making content and having people like it and staying consistent and things like that. Definitely consistency is a key. Communication would be on the scheduling side. And then I learned a lot about, you know, when people can tell when you're being genuine and when you're actually interested in the things that you're talking about, and people, you know, love that about us most of the time. But other times when we just rush topics and get something out, maybe it won't get as much love. Maybe it's harder for us to really connect with the content and put it out there. So one thing that I, you know, would want to keep going and moving forward is just keep talking about things that we love, which is nostalgia, which is this stuff. So it's not like we went totally off base, but every once in a while, you know, we try to just fit things in where they don't fit.
Let's be honest. Since this is a Q&A, there's sometimes when people have canceled us, so we had to,
yesterday, ever see this movie? Look, you ever seen that movie? We start pulling out. That's when we started looking up. Oh, what anniversary is it? The 42nd anniversary of this movie? Oh, it's the 23rd anniversary. We got to do. It's the Jordan year this year. Look,
there have been times where the day of, and we get somebody canceled. It's like it's Thursday. Podcast comes on Friday, so we got to do something.
The lesson is what? Have a backup plan. Have a couple backup episodes in the tuck. We still learning that lesson. So yeah, here we are.
the backup episodes came in handy for.
They did.
So that's we up there. All right. This is from Rebecca Rios. Okay, witty Rebecca. She said, what is one of your favorite interview moments?
I kind of alluded to it earlier, though, when Tommy Davidson had his bit, and this is in the very beginning of his of the episode, he kind of let me get in with him a little bit and throw out a couple jokes. And it felt good to, you know, be able to swing with one of the heavy hitters. Not that I was getting on him. It wasn't no kind of battle or nothing like that, but we was just going back and forth, having a lot of fun. So I'll never forget that. You know, we had some great moments with John Amos. And then I'll always say when I ask Keenan about his survivor's remorse, I just holds a special place in my heart because I just kind of seen him cringe a little bit, but he answered it with so much grace and dignity. So yeah, appreciate my brother.
Like a champ, man. Media training is crazy.
Yeah, I definitely put him on the hot seat. Like, hey, bro, you left us behind. But yeah, man, those would probably be my top moments, starting with Tommy Davidson.
I'm saying one of my favorite interview moments is when one of our guests told us we was trash to our faces.
Oh, I still got that clip saved, ready to go. Look, you want to see it right now?
I'm kidding.
Let's not get into that.
I would probably, I alluded to it earlier. I'm gonna say Teron, because this man, we got this man to sing, and we was like just having fun. But if not that, I'm gonna say, when we got Keenan to do the impressions, that was fun. We should have more people doing. We got more to do. Anyways, that, and then I liked the all that 7 through 10 that we did.
That was fun.
that was fun too, because you know, you got Lisa, you got Jack, you got Gio, you got Brian, you got Christy, Kirky, and you know, we just
wait, fun. You forgot a name. Hold on.
Who I forgot?
What you mean? Our guy, man.
He wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't there?
No.
Colty?
He was not there.
Oh, okay. Well, he showed up at the other one. So yeah, shout out to my guy.
Yeah, Colt. He did show up. Well, he didn't show up at that one because
he showed up at the main reunion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we still got love for Colty. Colty's still the guy.
Better have love for Colt. Shout out.
back to the best podcast. David and Grace says, if you could be in any sitcom past the present, what would it be?
You know what would be so dope? I mean, just to be in Saved by the Bell would be great. Okay. That's just random. Saved by the Bell, Parenthood, I would love to be with somebody in there. Sister. There's just so many. Which one?
You're not gonna be Wendell in the Parenthood?
Oh, look. That would be hilarious. There's just so many, you know, the ones we always mention, Fresh Prince and A Family Matters. What would you want to be in?
Now, if I'm gonna be in this, I'm not gonna be, because if I'm gonna be like quote unquote myself, I'm not gonna be in Martin, because Martin be making fun of everybody. So I ain't trying to get.
Yeah, you definitely gonna be killed by Martin. Yeah,
I would probably have to say, I'd be like a Jazzy Jeff-ish type of person. I'd be like a Jazzy Jeff to Carlton. So like, I'd be Carlton's friend, but cool. And they'd be like, why you hanging with Carlton? I'm like, because he's doing my homework or something. You know, like, I'd try to be that type of person. So I guess that means I'm bringing back Fresh Prince, which they are. So hey, plug.
Ooh, you know what would be a good, ooh, what would be a hilarious show? And this is not even like, because I want to be in the storyline of the show, being on set with the Steve Harvey Show with Seth.
That would be, yeah.
I mean, obviously you got Romeo, Bullethead, Lori Beth was up there, you know, my mentor, Wendy Raquel Robinson. And what was Seti's girlfriend name? Oh, LaVita Alize.
LaVita, yeah.
That would be a really good set to be on. In fact, a lot of the, you know, I love all the sets and shows where the main star is a comedian. You got Bernie Mac Show, D.L. Hughley Show. Any of these shows would be hilarious. But I'm going to just go ahead and say Steve Harvey Show for now, because that was definitely a staple in the culture at the time.
I just thought of one.
Hmm.
Half and Half.
Half and Half was a vibe.
Look, I would.
One-on-One was a vibe.
One-on-One was about Half and Half. I would definitely like to be like Essence, something.
Oh, you just want to be, you want to be in the show.
Yes, like I definitely would like to be Essence, Atkins' best friend or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that show was cool though. All right. Your people, I'm claiming this is your people for this question.
All right.
The coffee cup.
Okay, what's up? What's up, coffee? Wait, they be asking some crazy stuff. What they say?
First of all, it starts out with, do men really? That's the first thing. Do men really?
Okay.
So what you?
Yeah, we already know it's gonna go off to the left. So go ahead.
Do men really want a lady in the streets? Sheets. I said, man, I don't know if I can answer this question, but sure. I don't know. We gonna do this on the show. So
this ain't that kind of show.
If you see this, this is gonna be an extra. We're gonna send it just to you, I guess. Jessica Taylor asks, can you share an embarrassing moment?
Oh Lord, she didn't want to call ourselves out now.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I got an embarrassing moment. I got stuck in the elevator one time. I was very young. And you know, so okay, I went on vacation to Atlanta, and you know, like I was younger, you know, when you young, I don't know why you want to be first, like first in line or whatever first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was first on the elevator. Elevator closed right behind me, and I was stuck by myself on the elevator for like a good 45 minutes.
So, yeah. Crying and all that, for sure.
What made it more embarrassing is, you know, I can hear the people on the next elevator, and that one was working. So I hear my siblings audibly laughing. I hear them like, like I can hear all of that. And I'm like, this ain't funny. And they just like legit just laughing.
They just having a ball. They loving it.
So obviously when I got off the elevator, every trip after that, I'm like, you use the elevator first. Or like, you go in there first, then I'll follow you or whatever. But yeah, so I think I have a legit reason to, if I was scared of elevators, I have a legit reason because I got stuck in one.
All right, and embarrassing for me. You know, you have to be embarrassed to be embarrassed, I guess.
What about?
Oh, like, he gonna call me out?
I'm not gonna.
No, go ahead.
Is liking somebody and they kind of they.
Oh, see, here we go.
All right,
I'm not gonna say. Nah, I was A1, man. I was good then. Yeah, I mean, you ever try to dance with somebody in the club and they look back at you and just be like, nope, like that didn't happen to me. That was pretty bad. Stuff like that. But in general, I don't get too embarrassed. Y'all, please let me know if I didn't do something crazy. Going on Instagram live and don't know what you're doing, staring at the camera, that's hella embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, but you can delete that.
I just delete that. I would say, I don't know. I don't get too embarrassed. This is easy, actually. Let me take that back. Rewind. Y'all didn't see when I got on, you ain't seen it, it's on my Instagram when I hopped up on that stage. That comedy show, you'd have seen it. You saw it, Pride. You wasn't there. You didn't see it.
Okay, I saw
the clip. You heard it. You can hear it on the gram.
And I saw it.
It was bad.
But that was like your first show. So it was like, it's not really embarrassing. The
second one was bad, too.
If you kept doing it.
One was worse. So I'll just say my short stint at stand-up comedy has been tumultuous. But I'm not scared. I'm going to get back up there. But the first couple shows, ooh, that's embarrassing. Ask Corday. That's the homie chasing the bag. Shout out to y'all.
We got Pop Capsule Podcast. They say, they have two questions. First one is, what is your favorite 90s snack or food?
I was big on... What's the one Bart Simpson was on?
You talking about his drink?
Nah, he was on a snack too, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? I don't know. I mean...
Butterfinger.
Simpsons wasn't never really my...
Yeah,
You see him like Butterfingers is not still here today.
I know, but it was just nine. I don't know. I haven't eaten a Butterfinger in years. So, I mean, same thing with a Twinkie. Like, that was popping for me in the 90s. I have not eaten one in a long time. So, that would be...
I thought they went out of business.
No, they back. And they still in the stores.
I would say Dunkaroos or Surge, for sure.
I mean, Yoo-Hoo's was fire for me. Okay. Fire drinks. Bubblicious Bubblegum. Zebra Gum.
Okay.
Fire. That zebra gum was on fire.
Now,
and remember the chew bubble gum that was like baseball? It was like chewing tobacco, but it was just bubble gum. I don't know. So, I don't know, but go ahead. Was I just a bubble gum head? I don't know, but go ahead.
I was going to say, I got one, but it's not a, you know, a snack or a food. It's just the old school looking, the fun, vibrant looking restaurants.
Like
just like McDonald's or like, you know,
like McDonald's playhouses
and look fun. Yeah. Now you go into it and it just looks.
Sad. Yeah. But do they even have playhouses? They don't no more.
They don't.
I mean, they don't got Ronald. They don't got McDonald. They don't got nobody. Hamburglar.
Nope.
Nobody.
And then their second question, which is a little more hard, which you're gonna have to think about, which we might have to cut it and we might have to go to break on this one. What are your top three Disney movies?
Oh, that's not hard for me.
It's not hard. Hard for me, but the third one I always gotta think about it.
I mean, I just go with the golden era, which for me was Beauty and the Beast, Toy Story, Lion King. I think those were the three that were kind of in the row, like as far as their big blockbuster releases.
You are doing Pixar and Disney, right?
Yeah. Pixar, obviously, it wasn't as big as a solo entity back in 90. What was the year with that when Toy Story came out? Probably 95. Because that's literally the golden era for me. There are some great movies out that have come out recently. Obviously, we're not counting any Marvel or Star Wars, anything like that. And it's hard to leave out Pixar. But as far as, you know, top three, those would be, that's when I really thought Disney was in its golden era, was during that time. And that's when I was young enough to really appreciate it.
Well, I went with all Disney movies. I didn't know they meant Disney and Pixar. So I got Lion King, Goofy Movie, and Emperor's New Groove.
Okay.
And with Aladdin as an honorable. So
I was gonna say if you want to take out the Pixar, I would definitely throw Aladdin in right there. That was right in the golden area as well. So, okay. So, quick break. This has been the Q&A session. It's been amazing. So many great questions and answers. Hopefully, you guys appreciate our answers. But it's break time. We got to play something for the people. I mean, we just heard about Disney movies. Can we pick something from one of those soundtracks? I mean, Lion King. So many great. I was
definitely about to say
friendly. So many greats there.
Right. Okay. What's the song? Be prepared.
Ooh, one of the best.
Be prepared for the second dose. Okay, well, not dose. Okay, let's be prepared for the second half of the
show. Second half. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We are back with the special edition Q&A session from the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. I'm Lee Boy. I'm right here next to Prime. We got a couple more questions left. So let's bring them home to the home stretch. Let's round third and hit home base. What you got for us, Prime?
So No More Late Fees says, who are you manifesting to have on the show this year?
This year. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just manifest. We're going to get Nick Cannon this year. Okay. We're going to get Nicholas Cannon. I don't know his middle name. It's probably something like Matthew. I don't know. You know his family religious now. I think that would be a great cap in year in, book in. A goal, a good achievement, something to look up to, because obviously that man's out of here as far as his reach to the world and the brands that he's behind. And obviously now he has his new talk show. So I think that will be a great accomplishment to get Nick Cannon to join. You know, we've had Keenan and Kel, Josh. Well, we had all the major, all that, except Lori Beth, we need you as well. But Nick Cannon. And then should I just say Fluffy? We get Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias, that would be crazy too. Okay. But I think that might be, I don't know, is that harder or easier to pull? I mean, he's out of here too. I don't know.
Yeah, he's doing the show at the
Dodger Stadium. Yeah. That's maybe I could pull up. No. That's a big stadium.
So I'm going to just okay, you know what? I'm going to do it this way. From people that I know, I'm a manifest because, you know, I have a little bit of connections. I'm going to say I want to manifest to have Megan Good.
Okay.
Okay, because that could happen, you know, Cousin Skeeter and all the other stuff we can potentially.
That's big sis. We got some connects.
And, you know, all right. The Nostalgia Test podcast said, if you could live as yourself, oh my gosh, I think we answered this, but it's cool. If you could live as yourself as a part of any sitcom, which one would it be? Why? What sort of role would you play in the sitcom? So initially, I did say Fresh Prince, and I said I'll be Carlton's, like, cooler, Jazzy Jeff-ish best friend. But for y'all Nostalgia Test, I would change my answer. I will give, let's say, Boy Meets World, I'd be the black kid that Topanga likes.
Okay, yeah, I mean, why not? Why not? Look, he didn't give himself an excellent role.
Topanga and Corey, they break up like 50 times. So how about every time? How about I can be the rebound? Not the world. Hold on, man. Not the rebound guy. You know, it's like
the side piece.
When they break up, she comes to me, and then like when we break up, then she goes to him, and then it was like back and forth. They was back and forth the whole season anyway. So all right.
You might as well throw yourself in the hat. Huh? Yeah. Just throw yourself in there too. I could
be the full time. And she could just never go to Corey. Corey could just be with Sean or whatever the case is.
I mean, you writing the story now. Go ahead.
I don't care.
Well, on Steve Harvey's show, I didn't really specify what I would be. I would probably be definitely part of Bullethead Romeo's crew. I would just be the smart one. Neither one of them was smart. So they need a smart guy that can actually help them do some stuff that's not as cool. Maybe is a little bit of a square, snitch on them a little bit. I mean, that was kind of Lori Best's character a little bit, but... you could have a guy doing that one. So move out the way, Lori Beth. That would be me. If I'm switching up my answer, I would love to be the kid on Fresh Prince. Excuse me, Lil Nicky.
Ross Bagley.
Okay. Yeah, Ross Bagley. Excuse me, sir. That would be dope. Or I said, I'd love to be on the Parenthood. That would be fun with Nicholas and Cece, and just being in their crew would be, they had a couple of friends that had reoccurring roles. So I think that would be fun as one as well.
I got
so.
A good one.
What's that?
I can be on a Jamie Foxx show.
That's a good one.
The person fancies with rather than Jamie Foxx, and be trying to convince her to leave me the whole five seasons.
Hey. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad either. That's a good answer, sir. Good answer. Yeah.
That's probably my best answer I ever gave. That's
oh man.
Okay. We got Quay again. We got Quay again.
Hey, what up, Quay?
A few questions here. She says, could you date a woman stronger than you? I don't care, but some people do care about physically, if they want more stronger. I don't care.
Wait, physically or mentally? Wait, physically?
If it's both, I don't care. If I like the person, I like the person.
I'm kind of scared to get my behind whooped.
Now,
so
now look,
especially now, you know, women be crazy, man. I don't know if physical, like mentally, yes, I could accept that. I need, you know, that mental toughness. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but physical toughness. I mean, I gotta have something over. I don't know. That's just me. Look, can't be having no fear to go to bed and stuff like
that. Why you have to be scared just because she's stronger than you? So is your girl scared of you?
No,
okay,
then. But women are different. Look, women are different with their look. I ain't gonna get into that.
Asia Wilson. I mean, if Asia Wilson right now was just swole and like put on like muscle, I'd be like, all right, you're stronger than me, but okay.
Nah, I'm gonna have to lift some weights, but go ahead. I'm getting in the gym.
She said, "What's your biggest regret?"
Yeah, she went deep.
Oh, she got another one. Well, I'm like, I already got my answer for the other one, but this one I know how I'm stumped. So, let's say, I don't know, actually. We might have to scratch that because I legit don't know. I'm stumped.
I mean, I got a couple if I'm getting real. I mean, I didn't drop out of college. I didn't got a DUI. I didn't have some stuff going on. Like, I had my job broke. I mean, I regret going out that night. There's a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, you're going to have to hit me in the DM. We could talk about it, I guess. I ain't willing. I mean, there's three possible answers right there. So, okay. Dark stuff.
I would say... I guess regret car accidents. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I got some regrets. I ain't gonna spell them all. You got three to choose from.
Quay says, what's the most embarrassing moment you've had while podcasting? Well, Quay, I'm glad you asked. I'm not gonna put this person out there because I still love her. You know, I still love her. She's still cool. Still talking. Yeah, this one person tell us basically that we was trash to our face. Mm-mm-mm. And yeah.
Well, that one was funny. And then I'll just say in general, trying to set up that one guest so many times and getting shut down. And when people just don't pop up on the link and you just sitting there, it's kind of just sad and embarrassing. Like, so there's been a couple of y'all. So,
and then for it to be like multiple days, though, it feels like 1 or 2 days. I'm like, okay, I can get it. But like, it was like, was going on like 4 or 5 days in a row. We just like,
and then you say you're going to be there. Just say you're not going to be there. Don't say you're going to be there. And then while we in there, text us like, oh, sorry, I couldn't make it. Like, no, you could, because you right here texting me right now. You can't make it. So it ain't that big of an emergency. No. But shout out to that person. I didn't reach out to you again. You better hit me back. Stop playing. Last chance.
We got Brett Wilson Art says, which was your favorite episode of the podcast? What's your favorite episode of the podcast?
I'm, you know, all that reunion's high up there for me. Cherry Johnson, Tommy Davidson. We said also John Amos, big. Yeah, I know Teron Brooks is a big one for you. Love what we did with Aria Brooks. I would still say I mean, I'm going to just still say with all that reunion, because that was just a great feat for us to pull together. We had 5 people meet the cast members. And so there was a great little lead up to it with the contest. But what you got?
I'm going to say, because, you know, we had them on the show, and then, you know, it was a while. So we got to bring them back, because he was cool. I had a good time. I'm going to say RJ.
RJ was dope.
I had a good time.
Yeah, RJ was good. I mean, a lot of you guys got to go back and definitely watch some of our early episodes. We had Marcus Pope, we had RJ, we had Jermaine Williams. We had a bunch of guys in the beginning that really helped support this podcast and got us up and running. So shout out to everybody that was there in the early days. And yeah, man, when podcasting was pure, now we just got to do this every week because y'all listening and y'all supporting. Let's end it with a bang.
You don't know how much of a bang it is.
Lord, done now. Relax now.
This is from Max.
All right.
This is a doozy question. You're in a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, Lord.
What do you do if the other podcaster was bitten by a zombie and you're stuck in the secure house together?
What do I do?
So, like, if I get bit by a zombie, what are you doing? And if you get,
basically, how I'm gonna get you out this house,
or how you
handle it? I ain't leaving. No, this is an apocalypse. I am not leaving this house. We're going to have to get your zombie behind out of this house somehow. Now, whether it's, can we entice you with blood, an animal?
I would say,
I'll put on the Keenan and Kill Halloween episode. We'll get you right outside with your Halloween zombie behind. You'll be watching Two Heads Are Better Than None on the front yard. Quick.
Now, I'm going to just for preference. Imagine that the house that we was in LA, right? Is there by chance, because, you know, like you can go in through the back door and come in through the exit and all that kind of stuff. What if you are on the little balcony part right above, you know, where the little playground was at? What if I just lock you out right there?
I mean, so you would run. You would use yourself as bait, run around and hopefully lock me outside. That's your...
Yes. Because there's so many exits. So if I lock all the exits and then go out that exit and then come in through the other exit.
I mean, it sounds like the plan makes sense. It's just so many variables. Yeah,
you have to make sure trip. Each door is locked.
Yeah, don't trip and fall now, because I'm gonna catch you while you're doing all this running.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
Zombies, we just plow right through. We don't gotta dodge or fall. Like, so if you don't stall, I'm right on your heels now.
So pretty much part of the zombie team, bro. Toss them off the balcony. Pretty much. I'm gonna try to
throw them. Oh yeah, I'm gonna hit you with something. You're gonna get hit. You get too much close.
Get hit, but the object is to not get bit. So
all that podcast and stuff go right out the window. That's what it come down to. Ain't don't got nothing to do with it. You ain't just nothing but a regular zombie. I don't care if I knew you. I don't care who you is. You gonna get clocked upside the head. You get too close. I'm gonna put on the Keenan and Kill, because if you got any semblance of your old self, that Keenan and Kill will draw you right outside.
So it's not gonna be like how the shows are, and they're like, it's not gonna be like how the shows are where they're like, "Hey, it's me, it's Johnny," and he's gonna be like, "Johnny,
you gotta
take control
of
this. You gotta take control." Not like that.
No, when they thinking, "Oh, I'm not gonna cross over it, bro. You crossing over right now." They always think they can save him right to the end. Nope. I can't wait to see you looking like you're gonna cross over. I'm gonna kick you in your behind. I'm taking you right outside with the trash. Ain't no way I'm letting you cross over in my presence. It ain't gonna happen. I'm letting you know.
Well, yeah. So guys, it's a new year. So we're gonna try to do some new stuff this year. We're gonna try. To do more Patreon stuff, whether it's like once a month, whatever. We're gonna try to do something.
We're gonna
be more active.
Yeah, let's do some Patreon, man. Let's do a couple times a month.
More TikTok active, more Facebook active, more Twitter active. We're gonna try to take over. Lee Boy, where to find you? Tell everybody where to find you.
Man, you can find me at Lee Boy TV, LeeBoyTV.com, where we are looking to become more active. I'm also on Twitter at Lee Boy TV. Hey, I tweeted a couple times this past week. Never know what you might see. Following me there. I'm not on TikTok too much. You could probably find my profile. But yeah, in general, Lee Boy TV everywhere.
Okay. You can follow me at KVNG Primetime. I'm going to try to do more, like, so I got a Twitch, but I'm not gonna be gaming. I want to do like more like, I don't know, maybe we can get on there, watch a movie, or we could just get on there. I could just be chilling with people in there, you know. We got more stuff coming up, and yeah. Anything else you want to mention?
Nah, just what we always mention. Prime time.
It's all the
time. All the time, baby. We out.
Prime Nostalgia.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wow. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Now.
Your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unaware. Prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shiny new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously square. To take
future is littered with prizes. And though I may addressee, the point that I must emphasize is you won't get a sniff without me! So prepare for the coup of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest scam. Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared. Be prepared.